I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earlier this month, religious minorities in Bangladesh gathered for the annual Black Day protests. They want Islam to no longer be given the status of state religion, which has been held since 1988. Vincent Michael of FMI tells us.
In 1971, when Bangladesh got their independence from Pakistan, the government at the time really wanted Bangladesh to be a Western-friendly, secular nation that was also Muslim majority, but friendly towards the West. But in 1988, the leadership of the country changed and the opposition party took control and passed an amendment to the Bangladeshi constitution, which declared Islam as the state religion.
Christians, Hindus, and Buddhists want the amendment removed from the constitution, saying it encourages injustice. Ask God to give Christians in Bangladesh both grace and wisdom. And 10 years into the Syrian civil war, Lebanon still hosts the most Syrian refugees of any other country. George Hosni with Horizons International says the crisis has been an opportunity for Lebanese to love their enemies. See, many still remember the pain of Syrian involvement in their civil war. Despite all he saw in the war, though, Hosni continued to pray for and bring Bibles to Syrian soldiers. He wanted to love his enemy like Jesus did. And loving like Christ is still reflected in Horizons International today. They've seen thousands of Syrians profess faith in Christ.
We must love the sinners, whoever they may be. They may be my brother, my sister, my wife, my children, my relatives, my neighbors, or people I've never met before, or people who have come to hurt me. That's what Jesus taught us, to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.